You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Joe Carson, the co-founder at City Speakeasy, which is a foreign language school in New York City, as well as Raleigh, North Carolina. Joe, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Pleasure to be here, Eric. Thanks for having me.
You bet, and great to have you out with us. So, for starters, what is your company, where are you located, and who do you provide to?
Yeah, right. So I run a foreign language school here in New York City, and we recently opened up a new branch in Raleigh, North Carolina. So our program is tailored towards adults for learning a foreign language. So, you know, these adults are looking to travel or speak with their significant others, family, something like that, or just, you know, to learn something new and meet new people. But we specifically cater to adults. So our program is completely built around that.
And Joe, how did you come up with this idea and what opportunity did you see here?
Right, yeah. So I came up with this idea with one of the other co-founders when we took a French class at one of our now competitors, and we realized there was just something missing there. We were being taught to maybe it felt like we were in a high school class. We were being more taught at than taught, you know, taught to or taught with. And we were in a room full of all other like-minded adults who, you know, wanted something more. And I just remember kind of looking around the room and everyone looking at each other like, ooh, this isn't, you know, I didn't really want to sign up to be back in high school just being kind of taught at. So we saw a need there. You know, we thought we could build this better than them and tailor it really towards these adults. So kind of. We realized there was an opening there, so that's what we addressed through our kind of system. So we run a very much more conversational, welcoming, and we call it like this immersion-based approach, where it's we just teach very practical a language for adults. So things that, you know, we've done polls where, you know, why are our students taking the language? And it's come back, you know, number one is we're looking to travel or speak with significant other's family, or like I said, learning something new, meet new people. So we built the system, the program around that.
Now, outside of already what you've mentioned, what differentiates you from your competitors as you see it?
Yeah, so I touched on it there. I guess I can go a little deeper in the kind of, we use a conversational and what we say immersion-based approach. What that kind of means to us is our teachers are very big on bringing kind of culture into the classroom via music and film and any other things like that. And then the way our program works, it's an 8-week course where you're in the classroom for the first 6 or 7 weeks. And then at the end of the semester, there's one class that meets outside of the classroom. So what we do there is immerse you really in an actual pseudo real life environment. So our beginner classes will go to a restaurant where, say, you're taking a French class. You will have to order your meal from a French-speaking waiter or waitress in French. And then, you know, you engage in kind of table talk and normal table etiquette in France and things like that. So we do different things like that where, you know, it puts you in this real-life scenario where you get to take what you learned in the classroom and take it, you know, use it in a real-life situation. So no one else is doing that. That's kind of our big thing.
Today we are visiting with Mr. Joe Carson, co-founder at City Speakeasy, which is a foreign language school located in both New York City as well as Raleigh, North Carolina, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Joe, what means do you use to attract customers? Get into some of those details as well.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's always the big one. So we've tried just about everything from, you know, chalking sidewalks to posting, you know, ads on, you know, want to learn French for adults, you know, on street signs and things like that. Then we moved on really to, we realized our customers are coming mostly through the online space. So we've done online ads, you know, Facebook ads, Google AdWords. We've done different deal sites to kind of just get our name out there when we first started, such as like Guilt City or Living Social. And then there's a couple other ones that are similar to that, like just more tailored towards these learning classes, such as like CourseHorse. But our best form of traffic is really through just organic SEO. So we've definitely dedicated quite a bit of resources to just building up, you know, our SEO, building our website the correct way, and really just it's the organic traffic that where you get kind of your best customers there.
Also, how have processes and systems made your company run more efficiently?
Right, and so that's kind of my main role of setting these up. So right now, we have pretty much a manual on, like, you know, every process we do. Everything's been documented. Here's the steps, 1 through 10. Here's, you know, the teacher hiring process. Here's how you launch the trial class procedure, teacher training procedures, customer service guidelines. We have autoresponder emails that automatically will follow up with the students on our newsletter, you know, when they take a placement quiz on our website, things like that. So the beauty of that is I can literally hand this procedures and processes manual probably right over to you right now, and you should be able to essentially run the company from day one. I don't want you to take my job, but that's it's made everything run way more efficiently, and, you know, we can put the time into the things where we actually need it instead of just putting the time in to keep the company running at, you know, as is. So very big for us.
Certainly enlightening information there. Thanks for sharing that. Now, lastly, what advice would you give to anyone looking to create their own business? Any advice that you could lend to the listener in that regard?
Yeah, that's a good question. I would say, you know, don't beat around the bush. Get right to it. Understand, do the research and figure out what you really need. Because you'll be, if you don't take that path and you're like, oh, maybe we can cut some corners here, it's going to come back to bite you and you're going to have to kind of redo it. And in the long run, it's going to cost you more money. A personal example we have is we've been through multiple websites that didn't really, each different iteration of it was missing some piece of the puzzle that we needed. Where we realized, you know, we should have just built the website the right way the first time instead of, you know, having to do it 3 or 4 times and, you know, costing way more money and time.
Good advice right there. Thanks so much, Joe, for joining us today and for that ending tip there. We really have appreciated that. Where can listeners get all the information about City Speakeasy?
Yeah, my pleasure. You can find everything on our website. It's just CitySpeakeasy.com, City, C-I-T-Y, Speakeasy, S-P-E-A-K-E-A-S-Y. Kind of a little play on words there. You know, New York City had a big speakeasy kind of environment, you know. So we took it to that. And then obviously we're a foreign language class, so you can speak any language easy with us. So yeah, that's CitySpeakeasy.com.
Well, Joe, we certainly wish you continued success, and thanks so much for spending a moment with us here today on Enterprise Radio. Have a great day.
Great. Thank you for the time, Eric. Appreciate it.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Mr. Joe Carson, co-founder at City Speakeasy, which is a foreign language school in New York City, as well as Raleigh, North Carolina. Simply visit for details and for more information, CitySpeakeasy.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check out our new live location as we are now streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live with a new app coming soon to accompany our live stream in the coming weeks. And once again, as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.